From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 119 people have been reported dead after a massive 7.1 earthquake struck central Mexico. Janet Lee has the details.
President Enrique Peña saying 27 buildings had collapsed in the heavily populated capital. Images of the damage showing building walls shearing off and floors collapsed. In the U.S., President Donald Trump, who's had a very contentious relationship with Mexico, saying on Twitter, "God bless the people of Mexico City. We are with you and we'll be there for you."
It's the second big quake to hit Mexico this month and on the anniversary of a devastating quake that killed thousands in Mexico City in 1985. In his address to the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned North Korea for its recent missile and nuclear tests and called on the world to find a peaceful solution to the problem.
"Only that unity can lead to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and, as the resolution recognizes, create an opportunity for diplomatic engagement to resolve the crisis. When tensions rise, so does the chance of miscalculation."
Guterres warned the world's leaders that the threat of a nuclear attack is at its highest level since the end of the Cold War. His message on fiery rhetoric was implicitly directed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but also at U.S. President Donald Trump, who has warned of fire and fury if North Korea does not back down. British police have arrested a third suspect in last week's bombing of a London Underground train that injured 30 people. Two other men have also been arrested over the weekend. This is VOA News.